This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
To have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. As I always said, you become part of the conversation, you know what that makes you? Part of the solution. That's right. Because you'll have the information you need to make the decisions you need to make. It really is that simple. No question. All right, again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Oh, look at that. 5563. And, yeah, maybe I should do that. There you go. And I do appreciate what you're doing. You got to, people, we got to push back. We got to fight. We got to make sure. You heard me. Make sure we don't allow them to get away with it. I don't care, you know, and I don't really at this point, I don't care what it is. It is whatever you know is the wrong thing to do, is the wrong thing for our kids, is the wrong thing for society. Push back, open your mouth, do something. Really, sincerely. It's the only way anybody makes a change or a difference. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I don't believe this for a second. All right? The DOJ apparently, or says, anybody else believe this? That they're looking at the classified documents for Biden's time as vice president. It was found in a private office right before the 2022 midterm. And they didn't say anything why. Why do you think? Justice Department is looking into classified documents from Joe Biden as vice president. It was discovered at the Pennsylvania Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement. According to CNN, Joe Biden's attorney discovered the classified documents in the private office, which included top secret files with the sensitive compartment information. Now, I want to read this one more time. According to CNN, Joe Biden's attorney found these. Now, you know, as well as being a defense attorney or an attorney as a whole, he's also an officer of the court. So if this was bad, this is a problem. National Archives referred to this as the Justice Department. According to CBS News, Attorney General Merrick Garland, assigned U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois, John Alouche, a Trump appointee, by the way, to review the documents. Now, there's only 10 documents. They're from President Biden's vice presidential office at the center. CBS News has learned that the FBI is also involved in the U.S. Attorney's inquiry. Now, again, what will they do to him? How come this is not a 7x24 news story? Why is it that they found it before the midterms and we're hearing about it now? Right? Now, Biden's lawyer found the governmental materials in November. He was closing out a Washington, D.C.-based office that Biden used as part of his relationship with the University of Pennsylvania. He was an honorary professor from 17 to 19. Now, the White House cooperated with the National Archives and the Department of Justice to try to discover what happened to these things, how they showed up. Now, these Obama-Biden administration records seem to show up all over the place. Really, they do. Not the first time. Richard Zabel, special counsel for President Biden, said the documents were discovered when the presidential personnel attorney were packing files housed in a locked, closed, and prepared to vacate office at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C. Now, the president periodically used this space until the start of the 2020 campaign. On that day, he just kind of gave up and walked away. He used that space, which means he brought these documents in. He left these documents behind. Explain why. Anyway. And the White House Counsel's Office notified the National Archives. The National Archives took possession of the materials the following morning. Why did they notify the FBI then and have the FBI come in and raid their place where guns are blazing like they did President Trump? Any thoughts behind that? Anyway, the subjects, the big thing that doesn't seem to bother anybody is the documents were never a subject of any request or inquiry by the archives. So the president's personal attorneys have cooperated to this point. So, remember, the big deal was whether he was whether he was working with them or not. With President Trump, it was that he had him. Notice they went out of their way to say in a locked. When President Trump's were in a closet. Now I don't know that to be true. I don't know if the papers were thrown around like the DOJ/FBI said that they were. I'm not buying it. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010.
210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. No, really, seriously, so much appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, reading some of the goofy stuff you sent me during the break. I really do appreciate it, more than you know. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the show, the time you spend listening, paying attention, being part of. So it's really, again, really crazy. Some of the stuff you said to me, just nuts. And I used to do this on my own. And people say, crazy. Nah, those aren't real stories. Yeah, check them out. They're all real stories. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Part of the solution, if you would. You know, a lot of us, we just take it for granted that everything's fine, everything's wonderful, everything's going the way it's supposed to. But It's not always like that. It sounds like it. You know, the way they talk to you, the information they give you, and you know who they are, it's not always true and real. You got to parse it out. You got to pay attention. You got to make sure, you know, as to what's going on. And you're right. I mean, this whole thing with Joe Biden and his papers, as one person said in the chat room, it shows that there's different standards. And I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know if they're triple standards. I don't even know if they're standards at all. You know, the Democrats have all kinds of standards. Standards for Republicans are much higher. The DOJ will, well, I shouldn't say that. That's not a true statement. The DOJ will go after a Democrat for a Republican for almost no reason whatsoever. And really don't care. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And lots of stuff happening out there. Lots of stuff that I want to go over. You heard us kind of touch on it, but Joe Biden is talking about a nationwide ban on gas stoves. Right? He says there's all kinds of hidden hazards, and products that can't be made safe should be banned. Now, the funny thing about that, is he talking about cars? Because it really can't be made safe. Not really. If somebody wants to hop in a car and mow down, oh, I don't know, let's say a Christmas parade, couldn't they do it? So the Consumer Product Safety Commission, it may decide to outlaw natural gas stoves after a new study claimed that the appliances can emit harmful pollution. Now, listen, if that's true, just say it. Listen to me. If that's true, I guess you'll have to wipe out cigarettes. Because they're harmful to the people smoking them and harmful to the people around them, right? Gas burning stoves, which are present in over 35% of national households, they account, I love gas, by the way. They account for 12% of the childhood asthma cases. Right. So the stove causes your child to have asthma. Is that what they're saying? We know that's ridiculous, right? Now, presents a similar asthma risk as does secondhand smoke. So then, will you also, I don't know, can cigarettes as a whole? Why wouldn't you do that? Now, the CSP, CPSC, may prevent gas stoves from being manufactured and imported, or could introduce new regulations to limit the emissions. This is a hidden hazard. That's according to CPSC Commissioner Richard Trumpka, Jr. Wonder where he comes from. Any option is on the table. Products that can't be made safe can be banned. Now, they said, well, look at any kind of gas product you have now, any kind of product like that in the house could emit dangerous fumes. What about, you know, God. So, let me see. No more fireplaces in the house because you can't burn wood. Then you can't burn gas. What do you burn then? How do you keep the house warm then for, you know, when an emergency hits? They're also bent on pushing electricity so much that you're asking for trouble. There's no way around it. It's the truth of the matter. You're asking for trouble. Yeah, they do. They make me nuts. There's no reason for this. The Environmental Protection Agency, a worldwide health organization, they've declared that the levels of nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, and soot released by the stoves are associated with respiratory sickness, cardiovascular issues, and cancer. Wonder if they look into the vaccines the same way. I'm just saying. The commission does not propose regulatory action at this time. But a CPSC spokeswoman told a Daily Caller that the commission staff also is working with voluntary standards organizations to examine gas stove emissions and address the hazards. Okay. Let's wipe out another couple of 100,000 more jobs. What do you think? This is scary. This green climate religion is scary. Now, no, I got to do this when we come back. There's no way I can do it now, and I'm going to do it. This is hilarious. Yo, I think is it February? Not this month, I don't think. Right? A woman's month? But you look at this. What is it? What's his new name? Is Rachel Levine, is it? And you have to sit here and wonder why he is at a woman's event or an event for women where they're honoring women. How is that? Did they buy all this stuff? Is that what happened? I mean, I have to ask. 855 Road Show, 855-732-5563. Anybody asking the question, too, about the athletes, young athletes, that are dropping across the planet who have had the mRNA shot vaccine? We used to average 29 to 35 a year. We've had over 1,500 this year alone. What do you think is up? Be back in a few minutes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Storms cause flooding, mudslides, forcing evacuations in Montecito and other parts of Northern California, with thousands forced from their homes. National Weather Service forecaster Courtney Carpenter says heavy rain and gusty winds are in the forecast again. Tonight, through Tuesday evening.
Affecting tomorrow morning's commute with scattered showers and thunderstorms behind it.
The deaths of two homeless people in Northern California reportedly linked to the storms. A bipartisan group of senators visiting the U.S. southern border both Monday and Tuesday this week.
The group includes North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis, Delaware Democrat Chris Coons, Arizona Independent Kirsten Sinema, and others. The visit to the U.S.-Mexico border follows President Biden's first ever visit as president over the weekend. The group will make stops in El Paso, Texas, and Yuma, Arizona to meet with law enforcement officials. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the way we win. Right? Go over to joemazzini.com, joemazzini.com. You know, you can watch live, listen live, you can do all that there. But the big part of what's happening, the big part of what you want to do, is you want to go after the emails. That's what I like. Get an email address. Make sure you have it. And that way there, you know, again, when I grab them, I use it for all kinds of queries. All right. I can't read and talk at the same time. Doesn't work out well for me, I guess. I'm trying to help somebody out here. It's not going to work, though. All right. So, you know, I don't even know how to put this. I don't even know how to line this up. All right? But here's a man, for all intents and purposes, posing like a woman, trying to tell you and I that, I don't know, he/she has broken glass ceilings for women. But how do you figure? Again, a male that became a woman through this transgender stuff. And all of a sudden we're supposed to believe that now he's a she and gone through all this stuff and it's okay. And we're supposed to work with that. So take a listen. I'm confused.
That door is open for more people to go through in the
stop
future.
Stop it. Start at the beginning.
Admiral Levine. March is Women's History Month, which is why we're all here. And, you know, you are a pioneer and have smashed many glass ceilings. What does that mean to you? And what does it mean to have Women's History Month be celebrated in this way?
Well, thank you for that question, and thank you for your kind comments. You know, I think Women's History Month is an opportunity for women to support each other. I think that we need to work to empower each other
women
and to provide mentorship and an opportunity for success. So if someone opens a door, like we've been discussing, well, then that door is open for more people to go through in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I hope that my appointment sort of provides that opportunity, is that other women that are part of the LGBTQI plus community have the opportunity to follow their dreams and to maybe go beyond what they might have expected.
Admiral Levine,
Are we doing military, or are we doing LGBTQ stuff? Are we doing military, or are we doing sexual orientation? What are we doing? What are we fighting for? Do you know what I'm saying? Now, I know they get all mad, and they'll get all hurt and everything else. Would you start bringing this stuff up? Because they really don't have a response for it. Anyhow, so I hear that, you know, they're printing these ballots in L.A. I've read this earlier. They're printing 141 different languages. Sweet Jesus, 141 different languages for the ballot, so you go to the ballot booth. However, current law says you must know English to become a citizen. So why are we printing these ballots, which costs us extra money, in all these different languages? Are we following the law? Are we making it up as you go? You got to ask. In the immortal words of Teddy Roosevelt, any man who says he is an American, but something else also isn't an American at all, wait a minute, what am I reading wrong here? Any man who says he is an American, but something else also, isn't an American at all. We have, now these are his words, so you don't like his English, you get on him. We have room for all, but room only for one flag, the American flag. We have room for all, but one language, that's the English language. And we have room for all, but one sole loyalty, that's loyalty to the American people. I wonder how many of the politicians of old, for real, would accept people like Joe Biden, Barack Obama, even on their own team. Right? I think, one of their gods, Franklin Roosevelt, wouldn't be allowed in there and to play on their team anymore. Not based on what he believed then and what's going on now. There's no way. I don't think that would happen. The other kind of giggle I have for you is the time that we give Tim Tebow an apology. I have to ask that question. Right, especially from ESPN, or actually every network announcer that got on his case, mocked him, made fun of him for praying. Because as the fields are filling up for DeMar Hamlin, I mean, they prayed, was it yesterday or tonight? They prayed before the game. Both teams went to the center of the field, took a knee the right way. They prayed for DeMar, for a quick and speedy recovery, so he get better. And what I love, guess what? The doctors are going, I can't believe how fast you're healing. You're doing a good job. It's wonderful. Or am I the only one who finds that amazing? Anyway, 855, I'm real Joe, 855-732-5563. I think this, again, you watch the headlines now. Somebody tell me when, I'm not going to read it. You read some of these headlines now, and they're hilarious. I mean, the Republicans haven't been in office or control for one full day. And I think if you give it a couple more days, Republicans will be responsible for COVID-19. You watch. And all the deaths thereof. This is how nuts these people are getting. This is how much they hate the American people. And as I said before, not going to stop. Any, it's not going to stop anytime soon. Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732. You know, we're seeing these numbers all over the place. You know, the Canadian numbers, they're confirming, well, a U.S. report, really, on an excess number of deaths in the millennials following a forced COVID shots. You're seeing that over and over and over and over and over again. But you won't hear about it. I mean, you won't hear it put in such a fashion to make a case as to why no more shots, no more masks. L.A. County is saying, you know, with the rapid rise of the testing, you know, more people testing positive. Well, they're testing positive. Are they in the hospitals? Are they slowing the hospitals down? Are they overloaded of the hospitals? Right? No, there isn't. Really? How? It just isn't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Dems put up an article that says, Pfizer gives $1 million to Kentucky GOP to expand its headquarters. You know what they're going to call the building after the donation? One of the stipulations. The Mitch McConnell building. Are you shocked? Are you surprised? Because I'm not. Really, I'm not. I guess Katie Hobbs is going to give her first state of the state address. I'd like to. Oh, God. I would watch that for comic relief alone. Have you heard her speak? Any of you guys really heard her talk at all? Yeah, I have. I don't know how she made governor. You know, and when you hear her, try to string these out. They don't make any sense. When she tries to string the idea of Tulsi Gabbard, don't give me that symbol you just said because she's a Democrat. There are a lot of Democrats I have respect for. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard, well, she's not anymore. She was one of them. I remember talking to Tammy a long time ago saying, you know what? She may not make a bad president. I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more. And this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Joe 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time he's spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And seriously, don't be stupid. Do good things so you don't have a problem with we don't have a problem, right? We don't want people calling us names. I don't know any other way to put this. Right? We don't want anybody calling us names. We want to make sure. We don't want to give a reason. How about that? We don't want to give a reason to call us names. That's better. That's kind of how I see it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. Or do you like being part of the problem? Do you want to be part of the problem? I guess that's the other thing. God bless America. There's just so much happening, I can't keep up with it all. All right. back to some of these, I mean, really, some of these really crazy stories. It just never stops. You know, and over and over again, it's not a matter of, like, the Supreme Court. They've decided that they're not going to look at the Brunson Brothers case. They've decided not to take up the Bonner case either, challenging the legality of mail-in ballots. And, are these guys scared crapless or something? What is the problem with at least looking at this? Why wouldn't you want to at least look at this and see what's going on? It's a shame because they've got the ability to start calling out some of the illegal activities that took place. And most of these activities were signed under state of emergency, you know, edicts from the states. The governors were signing, making it okay for mail-in ballots. If you're going to do this, if it's going to happen, maybe we can lay down some law that says, look, the bottom line with it is, you can't just do it by edict. You need to follow these guidelines. You need to have these things in place. And they'll start saying, well, that's because, you know, bad weather, bad this, bad that. You don't want us to be able to vote. It's not the case at all. The case is following the law. Change the law if you need to. In 2020, there was 18 state AGs, a joint Texas case, that argued against corrupt election results that were certified to swing states that stole the election for Joe Biden. It was a very solid case. The corruption, they affected everybody. Still does today. The three Trump judges decided not to hear the case, along with the corrupt Obama, far left and insane judge, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I don't know. I wish they would lay out truly why they don't want to hear the case. What's the reason behind it? They also refuse to hear the cases from the Trump campaign against the states where material amounts of corruption existed and can be proved. Right? You have to ask the question. If you've got the information, you've got the proof, you can see it right there, why wouldn't you take it up? You know, this case challenged the legality of mail-in ballots as well. The court didn't want to take this up either. Apparently, they don't care about any of these. I don't know how you say, we got to get our legal eagle on tomorrow night. Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute. I mean, that's the best way to do it. Bring him in. I want to know why they wouldn't look at these. What's the reason behind it? See, sometimes he tells me they don't see these things or they won't take these things on because of procedural issues. I wonder what that is. Right? And don't think it through. We either want to follow the law or we don't want to follow the law. You tell me, which one is it? Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I know it's easy to get lost in the crowd. I know it's easy to get lost in all these stories and go, oh, I've had people say it to me, I don't want to keep up with all that stuff like you do. Well, I don't always keep up with it all. I do my best, but I don't. Anyway, a lot of good little, you know, a lot of good little stories. You know, Dan Crenshaw. Apparently he's taking a lot of heat for his comments about calling those 20 people terrorists. So now he's walking it back a little bit. He's like, I was just joking. He apologized Sunday for calling Republicans' holdouts against voting for the House Speaker McCarthy terrorists. He said he was also a little taken aback by the sensitivity. Yeah, I don't buy that for a minute. Okay, when you saw the look on his face, you saw how mad he wasn't joking. He said he was also taken aback by the sensitivity of response to comments. He said, I got thick skin. I'm called awful, vile things by the same wing of the party that I was fighting at that moment. And he was on CNN's State of the Union. He said, I was taken aback by the sensitivity of it all. But still, as colleagues were offended by his words, I sincerely apologize to them, Crenshaw said. I don't want them to think I believe that they're terrorists. Clearly is a turn of phrase we use as, just to antagonize and in negotiating. However, the 200 people who were backing McCarthy were upset because they felt an agreement had been reached to elect him. So they didn't know what was going on. They were really irritated. You know, I don't know what went down. If they stopped doing all the secret garbage, then you could make a clue, or you could have a clue. But there must have been some kind of arrangement for them to vote present as opposed to, you know, no or yes. Because present lowers the threshold of the actual numbers needed to take the seat. All right? So something had to be done because these guys were flat out no's. So one of the concessions that was reached was to cap the domestic spending at 2022 levels in the fiscal year 2024. Now they say it's going to result in billions of dollars not going to defense. But Crenshaw pointed out that the agreement is more complicated than that. He said the deal, as I understand it, is you've got to balance the budget in a 10-year window. All right? The baseline for that balancing is 2022 spending. It doesn't mean that there are automatic cuts to the defense budget that will get worked out in the process as a whole. Another part of the deal is that anyone can introduce an amendment to a bill during the legislative process. He agrees that this will make members feel that they have a voice. Now, some of that stuff I know doesn't happen that way. Right? They want you to put everything in there on the front end. Right? They want all this stuff in there on the front end. So if you want to put an amendment in, it's got to be involved in committee, yada, yada, yada. Doesn't work that way. And I know he beat his brains out to McCarthy did. He wanted that seat. You could see it in his face. You could see it dripping out of the side of his mouth. So, again, you know, these guys have really, really tried to pull this together. I'll take the one item bill. I have no problem with that. I think that's great. Enough of shoving all the stuff in the one bill to see what, you know, see what they can get in there, see what they can get past. But honestly, I think we need to be investing in what are probably very expensive new weapon systems, new technologies that help us compete with China. There's not a lot of disagreement on that within a conference. Government has spent a lot of money, added a lot of extra programs. You know, like, what is it, learning how to walk in red high heels? You've got to find a way. We have to find a way to hold your feet to the fire. I don't know if you can. I'm not saying that I give up because I don't. But at some point in time, we've got to find something, some way to shame these guys and gals for the decisions they're making, the things that they're doing. Yeah, you know, you're somebody in the shower. They have no morals. They have no moral values there. It's whatever makes them happy, whatever works for them. Look at Mitt Romney, how excited he was that he was able to bring all that money to Utah. And I get that's part of it. That's what they get elected to do from their own people. That doesn't mean you should be excited about it. What about the rest of us who did not get to partake of that? Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour.